Proud of everything we accomplished so far, but we're not done yet.
Julius, congrats.
New York, we here.
New York, we are here. Let's go, Knicks. Are they the best team that's ever played in the NBA, Jalen Rose?
They got to worry about fighting off the Hawks. Let's start the show.
The Knicks can't lose. He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby.
What up,
what dog? Is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
We will have Wolverine legend, soon to be Hall of Famer Charles Woodson joining the show. But we start with the New York Knicks. It does not matter who they play, where they play. They cannot lose. They've now won 8 straight. Behind the work of that man, Julius Randle, Jalen Rose, are the Knicks for real? Yes, they are. Thank you very much. We can move on.
Celebrate good times. It's sad that yes. Spike Lee and Charles Oakley had to walk for you New York Knickerbocker fans to enjoy your team. But I want to celebrate that gentleman right there, Julius Randle. I watched the games. Quickly is balling. Quick release from three. Derrick Rose has been on fire these last few games. RJ Barrett improved points, rebounds, assists, shooting the three, making free throws. But Julius Randle, Jacoby.
Look at the lead.
He's not only becoming all NBA caliber performer, he's going to be somebody that garners MVP votes.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you a secret. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
I actually got an MVP vote before.
I believe it like a number 5, because people forget. You don't just vote for the MVP. You get 5 slots to fit in. And Julius Randle's going to get some number 5s. He's going to get some, and you deserve it. In my heart, you're the MVP, Jalen Anthony Rose. But I'm glad you mentioned the other players on the Knicks as well, because quickly, in the middle of the season, had a real rough patch. He's been playing well lately. Derrick Rose, with all the braids, he's been just a veteran leadership. This group is a really nice mix of vets that can get the job done and young players that are developing and playing at a high level. You've got Derrick Rose out there, Reggie Bullock out there, Julius Randle out there, people who are veterans in the league that know what they're doing. Then you've got Quickly, and you've got RJ Barrett and Mitchell Robinson when he's healthy. Like, this New York Knicks team is so fun to root for. I've completely forgot that there's another team across the river. I'm on the Knicks bandwagon. I'm jumping on the bandwagon. I'm all the way on it. You know I'm a die-easy fan. If they were in the 12 seed, I wouldn't even be talking about the Knicks. But I might buy a jersey. I'm going to get a custom jersey with my name on the back. That's what I'm going to do.
Whoa.
I love this Knicks team so much. And they are now, wait for it, Trae Young twisted an ankle. I hope he's back. I hope he's back in the court soon. The Hawks have been playing well lately, but I'm sorry, they're not playing as well as the New York Knicks, who have won 8 games in a row and are now the 4th seed. Imagine a hypothetical scenario in which the New York Knicks host a game 1 of a playoff series in the year 2021. Probably won't happen. They've got a much harder schedule than the other teams in the East that they're competing with, but this is something right now that I'm just going to celebrate and enjoy. New York City is on fire, and has nothing to do with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden playing for the Brooklyn Nets. It has everything to do with RJ Barrett, Julius Randle, and Derrick Rose, and Emmanuel Quickly.
Try to tell anyone that would listen, that has a pulse on New York City, the Nets are popular everywhere except New York.
Mm-hmm.
This is still a Knicks town. Don't get it twisted.
Now, I'm glad you brought up the fact that you have an MVP vote, because there's something bubbling up beneath the surface that must be discussed, and that is not Julius Randle's candidacy for MVP. It is Steph Curry's, and he was asked about it, and let's listen to hear what Wardell Stephen Curry had to say.
Are you the MVP this year?
I mean, I gotta be.
Okay, all right.
I probably won't get it, but I get whatever.
No, don't say that.
Keep going like this, and that nobody will be able to.
I'm just setting
keep
this
going.
I like to be dramatic sometimes, so I'm just setting the table.
I know you do.
Now, Jalen, you mentioned that you have a vote, and I mentioned that you've got to put 5 names down for MVP. I don't think there'll be a single voter that will have Steph Curry in that number 1 spot, but he'll be on a lot of people's lists. Where would you put him on yours?
Now, I got to clarify something, because I know you don't really listen to what I say.
I don't.
You're acknowledging that I have an MVP vote. What I said prior is I received Oh, yeah. MVP vote.
I heard. Vastly different. Someone put you in at number five. Someone put you in at number five that was probably in your phone.
Other than injuries, I guess I'll call this the all Kawhi team. It's like he plays on a great team in the Western Conference. He has great stats, but since he misses a lot of games, like LeBron James, for example, is going to fall into that category this year.
Yep.
We're not going to bring him up in this category. How about best players on best teams? Oh, we're going to reward winning. Oh, that's right. We're not going to talk about Devin Booker or Chris Paul. Oh, we're not going to talk about Donovan Mitchell. Got it.
So now, or Giannis, for that matter.
Now as we sip down to who we feel like is going to win it, I feel like the Joker's number one in pole position. Hasn't missed a game this year. Points, rebounds, and assists have been outstanding in the Western Conference. Now doing it without Jamal Murray. I would say Joel Embiid is my number two candidate. And by the way, if he'd have made that shot last night, oh my goodness, that 90-foot heave was crazy. But he's been so very dominant. I would say he's number two. Number three, Stephen Wardell Curry. And by the way, if he goes on a streak that doesn't have to be like historic like it was previously where he's hitting like 10 threes a game, but if he does a version of that, I got news for everybody. The MVP has not been decided
yet. Yes, it has, Jalen. Yes, it has, Jalen. No, you know it's been decided. Not. Jokic has the MVP. He has it. It is his. It's really a race for third right now, and it's hard for him to come out with this sound when he went 2-for-14 from three last night. I saw you, and Steph. You've been on a great run, but you went 2-for-14 from three last night. He's not the MVP. He will get a lot of number three votes. He'll get a lot of number four votes, but he's not the MVP. You know it is the stretch mark fives award to lose right now. You know that. You're putting him at number one. I promise you will. I know you will.
I do. That's why when you had me do a list, I said the Joker was one. I said Embiid was two. I said Steph is three. And I'm giving Julius Randle four.
Really?
How about that?
Oh, Dame's so mad. Dame's watching the show right now, so mad at you. He sent you a watch, dog. He sent you a watch. He said no one's watching the games. I guess you're not watching the games. I thought I'm the only one caught up in the New York hype. He's not even on the list. Julius Randle's not even on the list. But right now, this is a race for third. It was always up in the air all season long until the last couple weeks. It is now the Joker's award to lose. He will win the MVP, and you know it, and you will put him at number one. But you did mention Devin Booker and CP3. Why'd you mention them? Because they're balling. And yesterday they went up against the 76ers, two of the best teams in the NBA with the best records. And Devin Booker just showed out. Chris Paul did his thing, and so did that man, DeAndre Ayton. Jalen, the Suns are going to be a tough out in the playoffs. Do you think you could see them getting to the conference finals? The finals?
Not to the conference finals, but I'm going to elaborate on something I previously said. Did you say the Phoenix Suns are first or second in the Western Conference?
Yeah.
Last year, they were, that's right, not in the playoffs.
Not in the playoffs.
Right. I just want to make right, not in the playoffs.
Got courtesy invite to the bubble.
Okay, so this is my chance to celebrate JRLA supporter, the best leader in the NBA, future Hall of Famer, Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, give us flowers now.
His leadership and how he's galvanized DeAndre Ayton. There are times where they feature the young fella to build up his confidence. What about Mikal Bridges, a young wing learning how to play in the game? How about taking pressure off of Devin Booker so he doesn't have to think he has to go out and score 35 and take low percentage shots every night? He's going to be playing in his first playoff. So when we start talking about the best players in the game, Chris Paul is not going to be in the MVP conversation. But he is an all-NBA point guard. Don't ever get it twisted.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget what he did in the playoffs with the Thunder last year. I look forward to him doing the same for the Suns this year. I could see them in the conference finals. I could see that happening because of the leadership and the clutch that is Chris Paul. And no one was checking for Dario Saric. No one was checking for Dario Saric until this year. And now he's getting real minutes on a real team. Shout out to the Phoenix Suns. Big win over the Sixers last night. In the wake of the Derek Chauvin guilty verdict, now we turn our attention to the case of the killing of Micaiah Bryant in Columbus, Ohio, at the hands of a police officer. And in response to that, LeBron tweeted and deleted something that was to the effect of "you're next." He then backed it up, he deleted it, and then explained why he deleted it and how he feels about the systemic racism and the accountability that he wants police officers to have. Jalen, what do you think about LeBron James with his platform tweeting and deleting about this case?
First and foremost, he clearly acknowledges that he felt like he went a little bit too far. That's why he took it down. Mm-hmm. Unlike Raiders owner Mark Davis, who did not take it down. So there's a distinction there. But here's another distinction. One is an owner and one is a player. And so for LeBron, he might have had somebody else on the phone calling him and advising him that that probably shouldn't be something that he should be posting at this time. So any LeBron James slander will never be tolerated on my watch.
Not welcome here.
Will never be tolerated on my watch. He's from Ohio. He's always been 24/7, 365, 10 toes down with his time, with his energy, with his money, with his heart. He's allowed to be upset, everyone. He's allowed to be emotional, everyone. And I can't front Jacoby. I'm one of the 100 million people that follow him on social media. When I first saw it, I considered retweeting it. I sure did. And then I thought, you know what? I'll just fall back because I'm not the real-time tweeter per se. When the games are on, I'm not real-time like league pass tweeting. The same with incidents. So I just took a step back, and then I thought about it. And then when I saw the uproar and the follow-up tweets, it kind of made sense all the way around.
A couple of points about this that are important. One thing that he pointed out himself is people use his words and then twist it and turn it against him. And all he is asking for is accountability. Now, the Mekhi Bryant details are not as cut and dry as the George Floyd details in terms of police action. But it is worth mentioning, just last week, the Columbus Police Department shot and killed a man in an emergency room who did have a gun. And next week, the same police department, a police officer from there, will be on trial for murder of a gentleman who just had a cell phone in his hand. This sort of incident after incident after incident is the sort of thing that can build anger and build frustration and can lead to a tweet like that from LeBron James. I think that his heart was in the right place and his head was in the right place, but people can use his words and tweets it and bend it to turn it into something that was anti-police, which I don't think he feels in his heart.
I think here's what I also believe he feels in his heart, because I love LeBron James and he's a beacon of hope that stands on the shoulder of these giants that I'm in front of right now. So there will be zero LeBron James slander in any way, shape, or form. Here's what I will say, Jacoby. I also think that he realized that instead of talking about the actual incident, we're talking about the tweet.
Exactly.
That's probably why he also took it down. Let's keep the focus on the actual incident.
Jalen, I need to find out who voted you for MVP, but we have coming up next on the program a legend in the NFL, soon to be in the Hall of Fame, and of course, one of the most impactful Wolverines to ever wear the helmet. It is Charles Woodson joining us on Jalen Jacoby right after this. Coming to you live above Pier 17 in the South Street Seaport, District of Manhattan, and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby.
Sir.
Joining us on the program right now is that man you just saw, Charles Woodson, is here on Jalen and Jacoby. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Legend.
Hey, man. Great to be on, man. Always great to kick it with my Fab Five brethren, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the love, dog. Appreciate the love. Congratulations on being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And I see you've been celebrating it with your new wine and spirit line called Intercept. Thank you for sending me a package. It only lasted like 24 hours. I'll beg for more. Please tell people where they can get your illustrious brand.
Yeah, so the Intercept Wines, man, is you can get it at cwintercepwines.com. You can order it online, deliver it straight to your door, or type in your zip code on the website, and it'll tell you where you can get it near you. We are near you somewhere, trust me.
Well, I want some wine near me tomorrow after work as we're headed into the weekend. But we're also headed into the NFL draft. And recently during a medical check, Heisman Trophy winner DeVonta Smith was measured at 6 foot, 166 pounds. What do you think about his size, and will that be a problem the next level?
No, I don't think it'll be a problem. Watching this young kid, man, he has some suddenness to him. So what that means is you're not just going to be able to get your hands on this guy on the line of scrimmage. I understand he may be a little small right now or light, you know, but I don't think that's going to matter. I think over time, you know, he'll pick up weight just as a maturing young man. He'll pick up a little weight, but I think this kid is gifted, man. I think he has he has route capabilities. He has separation abilities. And I think he has the it factor, you know. So this game, man, is made for everyone if you have the heart to play it. So I don't think he's going to have any issues, man.
Charles, in Philadelphia, it seems like they don't want to name Jalen Hurts their starting quarterback. They bring in Joe Flacco this offseason. What do you think they should do going forward? Should they commit to Hurts? Should they take a quarterback in the draft? What are your thoughts about the Eagles quarterback situation?
Man, that's always the problem, man, when you get a, you know, either you get a new head coach or you get a new GM, is that they want to bring in their own people. They want to have their own system. They want to do things their way. So it's just the way it is. A new coach coming in, man, he's going to, you know, come in with that mentality that nobody has a job. Everybody has to compete. And I think that's great for Jalen. You know, I think, you know, he's a competitor. He had to go through some ups and downs in college. He transferred and went and played at a high level at Oklahoma. So no stranger to having to work his way, you know, into the lineup and gain the respect of his teammates. So it's just a competition thing, man. And he's got to be up to the challenge. And to me, it's just the way the game is, man, when you get a new regime in town.
Well, you would think that there would be stability at the quarterback position in Green Bay, but it seems like every time people talk, and especially after the way they've lost in the playoffs a couple times, Aaron Rodgers doesn't seem happy. Do you think that the relationship between the Packers and Aaron Rodgers could get a little testy over time?
Yeah, I think only because, you know, I was on this team, man, in 06, 07, when they had another icon in Green Bay. And, you know, I talked to someone a few weeks ago and said it could, you know, get a little testy, a little nasty late in his career because he is on his last, you know, 4 or 5 years in the league. Now, with Brett was, you know, threatening to retire, you know, every other year. So I think they grew tired of that. And I know A-Rod is not talking about retiring. But I do know that towards, you know, the end of Brett's career, Brett wanted Randy Moss in Green Bay, and they didn't make that happen. And I know, you know, he was trying to win another championship. And I know that with A-Rod is trying to win another championship. And so, you know, they drafted a quarterback last year. I'm quite sure that A-Rod probably wanted another skill position player in there to help him right now. There's been talks about, you know, trying to redo the contract and that sort of thing. So when I talk about getting nasty, that's the kind of the things, you know, that I'm talking about, you know, with a player like A-Rod, he's got one championship. He's got three MVPs, but every quarterback of his caliber wants multiple championships. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm saying things at the end of his career in Green Bay, you know, could get a little testy.
Charles, you brought up Brett Favre. In a recent Derek Chauvin trial, he was convicted of killing George Floyd by placing a knee on his neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds while he was handcuffed. Brett Favre launched a podcast, and he said into a microphone he didn't believe that he meant to kill George Floyd. What are your thoughts about his comments?
You know what? Sometimes in life, you're right. Sometimes you're wrong. And Brett Favre is wrong in this case. We all watched the video, you know, and that's what I think was what was so great about watching that trial is that the prosecution, they just laid out the facts. They did an outstanding job of showing the video and then getting us to believe what we saw. You know, when you think about over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, man, when we've been having to deal with alternative facts and fake news, this was an opportunity for us to have a prosecution, lay out the facts, line it up with the actual video, and allowed us, you know, to just believe what we saw. So I'm not quite sure, you know, where Brett Favre is coming from. We watched that police officer with his hand in his pocket and his knee on George Floyd's neck. All you needed to do was just look at the video. And if you looked at the video and you're not going off some hearsay or you're not going off what that you know, the defense was trying to argue, you know what it was. And that man, at any time during that whole entire incident, he could have took his knee off of George Floyd's neck, and he didn't. So at some point, so maybe at the first minute, he didn't mean to. But at 9 minutes and 29, he meant to.
A really good point. We always appreciate your perspective, and you're welcome to come back and join us on Jalen Jacoby anytime. Thanks so much for taking the time out to join us on the show.
Man, appreciate it, man. Love you guys.
Look at this lineup we have on ESPN this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Watch all of it. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. We can also welcome back the man catching this alley-oop, Anthony Davis, will play for the Lakers tonight. What does that mean for their season?
This has been an exciting regular season, including missing Anthony Davis for 30-plus games with the Lakers. Hopefully he can stay healthy. They get LeBron back and see if they can now go into the playoffs as a full unit as the favorites. See y'all tomorrow, too.